For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope you're doing great. Hope you're starting to go to God with the when the questions arise. I'm thinking of trials because I've been, you know, talking to people about trials, and we had trials on the broadcast last week, and it really hit a targeted area. When these trials hit, we can go to God and get the wisdom from God that we need. Look at James 1:5 again. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. I want you to think about, remember Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived? He needed wisdom, didn't he? He was about to rule God's people. He looked at his own resources and he probably thought, oh my, how is this ever going to happen? Well, you know what he did? He needed wisdom, and so he asked God for the wisdom. And I'll tell you what, he said, I need wisdom and knowledge to properly rule your people. And God gave it to him. And it's the same with us. I love that. And again, let's remember what kind of wisdom this is, because there's three different types of wisdom in the Greek, but I'm giving you the one Greek word of wisdom known as Sophia. And that is just, that's discernment. That's ability to deal soundly and prudently with facts. It's being able to properly apply what God is showing you to that situation. This is just so valuable, my friend. You know, other people may spend 5 years trying to do something, and you've gone to God and said, how can I get this to happen? I don't know if it's training a son or training a daughter or trying to, you know, accomplish something in 1 year where it takes other people 10. I don't know, whatever it is, and you need wisdom. I'm telling you, when your heart's right and the Holy Ghost has stirred you to ask, you ask, and God will guide you. Proverbs 8, I love this, 12 through 16, wisdom will direct our thoughts. It'll control our tongues. Oh my. It'll guide our steps. And it'll protect our way. Wisdom. Do you know it's God's desire for us to have wisdom? He's the originator of it. Proverbs 2, verse 6. It's the Lord who gives wisdom. From him comes knowledge and understanding. I love, no wonder Paul prayed out of Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 12. He says, we've not ceased to pray for you and ask that you would be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects. Look at this next line. Bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. What a prayer. Mercy, I need to look at that one again. Colossians 1, 9 through 12. Paul says, man, I want you to have this spiritual wisdom. God wants you to have this spiritual wisdom to handle things, to walk in a manner worthy of God, that you can please God in all respects, and that you will bear fruit in all that work you're doing, and then that you would increase in the knowledge of God. Wow. I'm going to pick it up here tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.